Today, we're taking a closer look at paraprofessionals.
Okay.
Those folks working right alongside teachers in classrooms.
Right.
And for this, we're using an article from Resume Genius. It's called Paraprofessional Resume, Sample and Writing Tips. I gotta say, I was surprised at how much their salaries can swing across the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
But before we get too deep into that, maybe we should break down what a paraprofessional actually does day to day.
Definitely.
The Resume Genius article has this sample resume, and it looked like their duties are all over the place. Helping teachers with lessons, working one-on-one with students, even some admin stuff.
It's a lot, yeah. They need a real mix of skills, hard and soft, to pull it off. Like, you've got to be tech savvy, comfortable with school software, handle those administrative tasks.
Mm-hmm.
But then you also got to be a people person, you know? Great communicator, good with interpersonal skills, because you're working with all sorts of students.
And, yeah, that makes sense. You're dealing with students, teachers, even parents sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But the article, it seems really focused on the resume side of things.
Yeah.
Do you think paraprofessional training programs, do they do enough to help them build those soft skills?
It's a good question. Training programs are all different, right? Some might focus more on the practical parts of the job, the hands-on stuff. But honestly, I think those soft skills, they're super important, maybe even critical.
Mm-hmm.
Because a paraprofessional who can connect with students on a personal level, that can be just as important as knowing the subject matter.
And the impact they have, it's not small either.
Right.
That sample resume, it even talks about how this one paraprofessional helped boost student performance scores by 25%.
Wow.
Just by working on letter sounds and social skills.
Those little victories, they really add up, you know? They can make a huge difference for a kid, both with their schoolwork and how they get along with others.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So let's shift gears a bit and talk about the money side of things.
Okay.
The article has this table showing average paraprofessional salaries across different states.
Yeah.
And it's all over the map.
Really?
In California, they're at the top, averaging over $45,000.
Wow.
But the national average, it's closer to $33,000.
Interesting.
I'm wondering if things like cost of living play a role.
Oh, definitely.
Or maybe how strong the unions are in different places.
Right.
Or even how each state funds its schools. Could be a lot of factors.
All good points. It really raises the question, like, how much do we value these different jobs in education as a society?
Yeah.
Does the way we pay people reflect what they actually contribute, how much they actually impact things? Lots to unpack there, for sure.
Lots to think about, yeah. And all this talk about paraprofessionals, it's got me wondering,
yeah,
are they taking on even more these days?
Yeah.
With all the technology in classrooms now and the push for inclusion,
you're right. Things are changing fast. And paraprofessionals, they're often right there on the front lines, adapting.
Oh, right.
Think about all those tablets and software in schools now.
Uh-huh.
Paraprofessionals might be the ones showing students how to use the tech, making sure they're learning.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Keeping them on track, all while the teacher's doing their thing.
And with inclusive classrooms becoming more common.
They're often working one-on-one with kids who need that extra help, whether it's reading, math, or even just managing their behavior. They're becoming like specialized support right there in the classroom.
So they're almost like teacher's assistants in some ways.
Kind of, yeah.
Which makes me think about the relationship between teachers and paraprofessionals. How does that actually work day to day?
Well, ideally, it's a real partnership.
Okay.
Open communication, respect both ways. A teacher might rely on a paraprofessional for insights about a student.
Makes sense.
How they're doing, what's working, what's not.
Mm-hmm.
And the paraprofessional, they might need guidance from the teacher, especially if a student's having trouble with something specific.
So clear communication is key, basically.
Definitely. When you've got multiple adults working with the same kids, everyone being on the same page, that's huge.
It's all about creating that supportive environment, right? Where everyone's working together to help the students learn.
Exactly. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay, so we talked about those expanding responsibilities
yeah.
for paraprofessionals, but let's go back to the Resume Genius article for a sec, to those action verbs they recommend. They suggest using words like expand, improve, facilitate, supervise, educate.
Mm.
Really strong words to show what you accomplished on your resume.
I think that's good advice, not just for paraprofessionals.
Right.
Anyone looking for a job, really.
Makes sense.
It's not just listing what you did, it's showing how you made a difference, you know.
And they even talk about tailoring your resume for different types of schools, highlighting different skills if you're applying to a big city school versus a small town school.
Yeah, and that's a good tip for any job seeker, really.
Definitely.
No matter what field you're in, doing your research on the employer, figuring out what they need, what their priorities are, that always makes a good impression.
Shows you're serious about the opportunity.
For sure. Paraprofessionals, they're often the unsung heroes in the classroom.
They really are.
They deserve our respect and appreciation for all the hard work they do.
Yeah, it feels like they often get overlooked.
It's true.
Even though they're so important, especially now with all the challenges in education.
Right, things are only getting more complicated.
Okay, so before we wrap up this deep dive, let's recap what we've learned about paraprofessionals.
Sounds good.
First off, they're vital in the education system.
Definitely.
Working with teachers, supporting students, it's a huge role. And it's not just about academics either.
Right.
They do behavioral management, admin tasks, even tech support sometimes.
It's a lot, yeah. And as we talked about, the need for paraprofessionals is only going to grow.
Probably, yeah.
More inclusive classrooms, more tech in schools, they're going to be right there in the thick of it.
But now, for the final thought I want to leave you with.
Okay.
That statement from the Resume Genius article. The one that said, a paraprofessional's impact can be just as powerful as a teacher's. Where do you stand on that now, after all this discussion?
It all depends on how you measure impact, I guess.
True.
Teachers, they have so many responsibilities.
Uh-huh.
Creating lessons, grading, managing the classroom, on top of actually teaching.
It's a big job.
But paraprofessionals, they have this unique ability to give students that one-on-one attention, that extra support they might need to really thrive.
So maybe it's not about comparing them directly then. Maybe it's about recognizing that both roles are crucial.
They both help students succeed, just in different ways.
Different, but equally important. Thanks for joining us today, everyone.